It was a wait and see thing, but I mean, obviously when that happened, as soon as that happened, you know, I was looped back into the circle of, you know, we're thinking about signing this guy and free agents and what do you think? So quickly started to re-sign and reshape the team for next year, but it was definitely some eager times there until that got done, but it's done and we're moving forward in a pretty good pace.
So there's a catch-up mode with all of that, but it also coincides with, let's face it, free agent season opens next week in hockey. You've already lost some players. Would it be fair to say at this stage in the game that your blue line is going to represent the biggest change for this team next year?
I would think so. I mean, Lars was a huge piece of the leadership group and, you know, on ice product. Lassie, you know, was a guy that played a lot of minutes, played both special teams. So that's a big thing. I'm not sure what's going on with our captain yet. So that's a big hole. But at the same time, I know Max Ginette, he's in that year where he either take a huge step, which I think he will, and really push to be a call-up, if not, you know, crack the lineup at the start of the year. Jorian Donovan coming off of Memorial Cup is a guy. And then Manton Paulo, you know, led our team in plus minus, and he's a big horse back there. So it's not like we're starting from scratch. We got some pieces there. And I really thought Donovan Sobrango really came on, especially in the playoffs. And he's actually staying in Belleville for the summer, committed to the, you know, the training and being on the ice here. So I'm excited to see him next year, too.
Do you anticipate Tyler Cleven to be in Ottawa next year?
Well, that's above my pay grade. I hope every guy that played here is up there next year. I think Tyler had a good first year, but again, that's a question. Who the heck knows what happens this week at the draft, next week in free agency? I don't know what Ottawa is going to look like, so I don't think I can answer that one.
You're in a situation where you have about a full season and part of another. And through that time, short time, you have dealt with three different coaches, now to be three, in Ottawa after DJ Smith, Jacques Martin on a part-time basis. And now you've got Travis Green. Have you had much contact with him? And did you know him?
I didn't know him. Obviously, the hockey world's small. Been in rooms with him and passed by him. But I did not know him. But in fairness to that, we've talked, I would say, close to every day since my deal got done, about systems, about players, my thoughts on players that are, you know, trying to crack that lineup, the systems that we played here, the systems that DJ played, the systems that Jacques played, how I felt, you know, they did. So, you know, we've talked on a daily basis, and I'm excited to get to Ottawa next week and meet him and meet his staff and, you know, get things going.
So while people think the summer is a time away from hockey for somebody like yourself, it's really just beginning, isn't it?
Yeah, there's never really a time. I think we have a cottage rented in August for a week that maybe I'll shut my phone off and not turn my computer on. But other than that, it's a 12-month thing. So try to balance it, not do too much at it. But, you step away for a couple weeks even and you're behind on trends, you're behind on signings, you're behind on stuff. So it's busy, but that's why we do it. We love it.
Senators are going into their eighth season in the American Hockey League. It will be your sixth. From that perspective, do you feel that you're at that point where you really are a part of all of this in terms of a future?
I hope so. I mean, from coming, you know, when I got here, you know, I thought we had a really good team that first year. And then, unfortunately, you know, a lot of those guys are up there now, Norris and Batherson, those guys. And unfortunately, COVID hit and we kind of lost a lot of momentum. I think last year's success and a little bit of a playoff run brought that back. Just being in the community, you know, with the kids at sporting events or whatever, to have people come up and ask you about the team and see the excitement about the team moving forward. That's exciting for me because I genuinely do want this team to succeed. I want it to succeed in this community. I think it's a great community. I think it's a hockey community. And I think, you know, I see it every time a player comes in here, whether it be a Boko, a mama that, you know, lived in South Beach and lived on the ocean and comes in here and a week in, he's coming in the office saying how amazing it is and how well he's treated and how great the people are. So I think it's a hidden gem that I think just needs a little bit more momentum and to see hopefully someday this arena be full and Belleville sends flags flying around, be awesome.
How far do you think that playoff run this year will go toward that goal?
Well, hopefully a long way. Hopefully we can keep that momentum going. I think we gained some new fans. I think we swayed some fans from that blue and white team to come to our side. And I think it was big. We got some, I just know from personal experience from fans that weren't even hockey fans that I know, family people that we've met in the community, started to come out and got the hockey bug and have already started asking me when the first game is next year. So those are the exciting moments that, you know, you can turn somebody into a hockey fan just from that playoff run. I know personally a couple families that were never at a game, came to games, and are asking when our first game is next year. So that's great.